This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump has begun a four-day state visit to Japan. It'll be heavy on ceremony and photo ops, but a senior administration official is promising substance as well. Mr. Trump's first event in Tokyo a short time ago was an appearance before an audience of Japanese corporate leaders at the U.S. Embassy, where the president talked about the need for a new U.S.-Japan trade agreement.
As you know, the United States and Japan are hard at work negotiating a bilateral trade agreement, which will benefit both of our countries. I would say that Japan has had a substantial edge for many, many years, but that's okay. Maybe that's why you like us so much. But we'll get it a little bit more fair, I think. I think we'll do that. We also have a tremendous relationship on the military, and Japan is ordering a great deal of military equipment. We make the best equipment in the world. The best jets, the best missiles, the best rockets, the best everything. So Japan is doing very large orders.
Japan is under the threat of possible Trump administration tariffs, which could cripple its flow of auto exports to the United States. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says North Korea's recent short-range missile tests violated United Nations resolutions and demonstrated that economic sanctions on Pyongyang need to stay in place. Speaking to reporters in Tokyo before President Trump arrived there, Bolton also said the United States was willing to resume a dialogue with North Korea at any time. President Trump has played down the meeting of the renewed missile testing. North Korea insists that Washington is responsible for the breakdown of talks. It is highly likely all of this will be discussed in the Trump-Abe meetings in Japan. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. You can also use the mobile app. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has met with leaders from neighboring Pakistan to discuss bilateral issues and Tehran's escalating tensions with the United States. Those anxieties have worsened since President Trump announced an effort to force Iran's oil exports off the world market and to beef up the American military presence in the Persian Gulf. Responding to what is being portrayed as a rising threat level from Iran, President Trump says he is sending more U.S. troops to the Middle East. AP correspondent Sagar Mughani filed a report from the Pentagon.
The president says another 1,500 Americans will head to the region.
We're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops.
It's part of a buildup that began after what the U.S. said was a threat from Iran, without giving either details or evidence. The Pentagon says the additional troops will focus on protecting those already there.
We do not see these forces as provocative.
Acting Assistant Defense Secretary Katie Wheelbarger echoing the president in downplaying the prospect of a conflict.
I don't think Iran wants to fight, and I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
Sagar Mughani at the Pentagon.
Before leaving for Tokyo, President Trump took a federal appeals court hit on his long-promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. It is an injunction that temporarily blocks Mr. Trump from shifting federal money approved for other uses toward wall construction. Here is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump declared a national emergency in February after losing a fight with the Democratic-led House over fully paying for the wall. He planned to divert billions of dollars from other government agencies. But the judge writes, Congress's absolute control over federal expenditures, even when that control may frustrate the desires of the executive branch, is not a bug in our constitutional system. It is an essential feature of that system.
That was AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. United Airlines has extended the grounding of its Boeing MAX jets by a month. AP correspondent Mike Grossio reports.
United Airlines said Friday it is removing the troubled Boeing 737 MAX jets from its schedule through August 3rd, a move that goes a month beyond what United had planned. With that decision, United said it will cancel about 2,400 flights in the busy June and July travel window. The move puts United in line with Southwest Airlines and American Airlines, the other two U.S. carriers with MAX jets. Both had already dropped the MAX from their schedules into August. All MAX jets were grounded worldwide in March after a deadly crash in Ethiopia, which was the second MAX crash in 5 months. I'm Mike Grossia.
President Trump has declared a national emergency law to approve the sale of $8 billion worth of military equipment to Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan. The move bypasses Congress and has angered members of both parties. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.